This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 6th here at Gillette Stadium. And we're back with another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. And holy crap, do we have a lot to talk about, because I'm not even sure they haven't made a move since we walked down from our desk to the studio to tape this podcast, because quite frankly, the moves have been coming fast and furious, and some of them seemingly with no rhyme or reason to them.
Yeah, so I mean, all you really have to do is just mention with all the moves. So I don't really think we have much of analysis to go along with it, do we?
So we're going
to
start, Paul. No. We don't need much analysis. We will have a few.
We'll get to the injury report.
The injury report will have a little analysis, and a few moves through here will have some analysis. But the bulk of the moves will just be read off, and we'll move on. I'm going to start August 31st, Paul. That's a big one. Patriots released 13 players to get down to the 53. Well, they actually got down below the 53-man roster limit. They also placed Adrian Wilson on injured reserve with a reported hamstring issue. So Adrian Wilson will not play for the Patriots this year. I want to make sure that's clear. This is not a designation to return or anything. Adrian Wilson's career is over for this season anyway, before it even starts here in New England. Those 13 players that were released were five veteran players: defensive lineman Jermaine Cunningham, defensive lineman Justin Francis, punter Zoltan Mesko, linebacker Jeff Tarpinian, and quarterback Timothy Tebow was released from the team and was not picked up by anybody, is still without a job.
It's amazing.
Patriots released one first-year player, defensive lineman Marcus Forston, and they released six rookie free agents on August 31st. That was, I probably should have learned how to say these names, Jagarrad Davis, Kenoris Davis, Justin Green, Chris McDonald, Stephon Morris, Quentin Sims, and George Wynn. Don't get too worked up. We'll have some more on some of those guys later in the podcast. A day later, September 1st, Patriots claimed four players, which is interesting. Four players they claimed from other teams' roster moves. That was veteran linebacker Chris White, a special team type guy who had been with Buffalo and most recently Detroit in the preseason. Although, Paul, I don't believe he played against the Patriots, did he, in the preseason game?
No, he was actually with Buffalo at the time. He was traded to Detroit in the, of course, the Thad Lewis trade.
Yes, that was a Thad trade for the Bills. And three rookies the Patriots claimed: offensive lineman Braxton Cave from the Browns, and a pair of Dolphins, guard Chris Barker, and defensive tackle A.J. Francis. Patriots also announced on this day that they had released defensive back Marquise Cole and running back Leon Washington, another veteran free agent signing. Don't worry about the Cole one. I think he might be back as I read these releases. Leon Washington, real quick, Paul, has visited the Giants and the Jets since, still has a locker intact at Gillette Stadium, including his pads with his jersey on those pads.
Yep.
Are we going to see Leon Washington back here or no?
I don't think so.
Okay, Leon Washington's gone. Why are they keeping his locker then?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't think that they would have an arrangement with a guy who's going out and visiting other teams.
Yeah, I just find, I know. I mean, I agree with you, but them. I also don't know why he has a locker intact.
No, I don't. I don't have the answer to that.
That same day, the Patriots also signed players to the practice squad. That was Jagarrad Davis, Kenoris Davis, Justin Green, Marcus Forston, and Jeff Tarpinian. All five of those had been released, you know, according to the way I'm reading it, about 30 seconds ago. September 2nd, Patriots released fullback James Devlin, who had been sort of a nice story, you know, had made the roster, former defensive lineman, Brown player, true fullback, okay. Well, don't get attached to him, but then you can get reattached to him as I continue to read these releases.
Will you just read the stupid names?
September 2nd, Patriots re-signed Marquise Cole and released rookie offensive lineman Josh Klein. Klein was an undrafted guy who was sort of that next-in-line offensive lineman after the top seven we had talked about in camp. He did initially make the roster, and then he was removed. And Marquise Cole said he knew what was going on and that he was going to be back when he talked about re-signing with the team. So Marquise Cole, the veteran defensive back special teamer, back with the team. That same day, Patriots added Quentin Sims, he of the two touchdown passes from Tim Tebow in the preseason finale, to the practice squad. So those of you that fell in love with Quentin Sims over the course of the summer, he is indeed on the practice squad. September 3rd. Yes, it feels like I have something to read from every day because I have something to read from every day. Tight end Matthew Mulligan was signed to the Patriots 53-man roster. They also added a couple guys to the practice squad. Tackle Jordan DeVay or Devy and R.G. Dill. I like to call him the pickle man. Who transferred from Maryland to Rutgers. So we added another Rutgers player to the organization. Matthew Mulligan, a native of Maine, played college football at Maine, sort of a veteran blocking tight end. His family was very happy for him to join the hometown team, but that joy didn't last too long. September 4th, Patriots re-signed rookie offensive lineman Josh Klein to the practice squad and released linebacker Jeff Tarpinian from the practice squad. So Klein in, Tarpinian gone. September 5th, which was yesterday, Patriots released offensive lineman Braxton Cave. He was the undrafted center out of Notre Dame, who was actually highly thought of in the pre-draft process as one of the handful of better centers in this year's crop. And Matthew Mulligan was released after just one day of being here, basically, and I don't really know what he could have done in the meantime to
he really screwed
lose
it all
his
up.
Spot. And then, September 6th, Patriots re-signed fullback James Devlin, which some people led that transaction to believe, okay, Mulligan was a blocking tight end. He's gone. That means Gronkowski's healthy. Maybe he's going to play this week. That leads me right into the Patriots' first practice participation and injury report of the 2013 season as they prepare for the Buffalo Bills. Fresh off the presses here, Paul Perillo, Will Svitek, who missed practice all week with a knee injury, is out. Then next on the list, Rob Gronkowski, who was limited all week with the back and forearm issues, doubtful for the trip to Buffalo, doubtful for the trip to his home area to come back against the Bills. So those of you that were reading something into the Mulligan release, you might want to pump the brakes on that. He doesn't seem like Gronkowski's quite ready to play. And I kind of assumed that when we saw the report earlier in the week, Paul, that Rob Gronkowski actually left the practice field, I believe on Sunday, shortly after the media left the practice field, and I believe that was ESPN Boston that reported that. When you see something like that, it makes you, at least me, unlikely that the guy has reached that point where, okay, he's a full go in practice and he could play on Sunday. Give me a quick analysis on the Rob Gronkowski situation, Paul Perillo.
Well, I think it's a positive sign that he's as far along as he appears to be. He's
sure
out there in, taking part at least in portions of every practice, and I would probably think at this point, probably most of it. My guess, week three.
That's my guess, too.
And I think it just makes sense. I think it's too soon right now, and then you've got the short turnaround with week two with the Jets. Two games, and I know that Bill doesn't look at it this way, but, deep down in his mind, I think he knows two games they really should win with or without him. Week three.
Plus, that actually gives you the benefit of, again, Bill doesn't think this way, but a tune-up game against the Bucks before the big game against the Falcons,
exactly,
and the Bengals and then the Saints, that stretch there, you get a little knock-the-rust-off game. Again, Bill doesn't think this way. This is us idiot experts in the media talking
like
this.
You just have to – I just hope that they're sure that he is physically ready to go before he gets back out there, not like last year with the whole Miami situation – running around with an arm pinned to his side.
Right.
Deathly afraid to use it.
Right.
That really didn't benefit anybody.
The rest of the injury report from this week, Brandon Bolden, knee injury, limited all week, questionable. Aaron Dobson, hamstring, limited all week, questionable. Nate Ebner, ankle, limited all week, questionable. And Daron Harmon, hamstring, limited, questionable. Danny Amendola was on the injury report this week with a groin, and you'll remember he missed the third preseason game. And the week of practice, a lot of people were saying it was rest and a minor issue that he was dealing with. He then sat out the fourth game, but everybody sat that game out. This is sort of our first idea of what the injury could have been, listed as a groin injury to start the week here. Was actually a full participant on Friday and then was listed as probable for Buffalo. So I would fully expect to see Danny Amendola on the field.
And I would also add that he sort of expressed a little frustration.
Oh, yeah, sick
with
of it.
Yeah, just, sick of all the talk about it, sick of having to answer questions about it, blah, 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 blah.
Just stay
blah
off the injury report.
I think if he had his druthers, he wouldn't be on this injury report.
And that's possible. It could be the David Givens thing. We've seen that in the past. David Givens, why are you on the injury? I'm on the injury report. So, yeah, there's certainly some issues there, but, Danny Amendola looks like he's ready to go for the trip to Buffalo. Rob Gronkowski is literally and figuratively, I guess, doubtful to make his season debut in Buffalo, where he's had so much success over the years. And Tim Tebow, is no longer a member of the Patriots. I want to make sure I get that in there because AP, that was big headlines with the Associated Press, and we need to make sure everybody knows Tim Tebow is no longer a Patriot. He does not have a locker in the Patriots locker room. It's empty, and it says New England Patriots across the nameplate, whereas Leon Washington still has all his stuff in there and still says Leon Washington. I think we did a good job summarizing all those moves.
That was a summary.
Start to finish. In the preseason, as I said, keep track on Patriots.com because for all I know, they've announced another move since we started this podcast. They've been coming fast and furious. They are one under the 53-man roster limit. Who knows? That could be one of those regular season promotions where we see a guy get bumped up from the practice squad for the game and getting a little extra paycheck. I have no idea.
Andy Hart, 48 hours from now, the Patriots will be
1-0. With an ass-whooping of the Buffalo Bills, and people will be talking about how good Tom Brady looked.
I concur. I just hope we don't get overboard because they're playing the Bills, but absolutely.
In what you've dubbed preseason game 5 of 6.
No, that was Fred.
Oh, okay. Fred Kirsch has dubbed preseason game 5 of 6.
In our Emmy Award-winning PFW television show, which garnered tremendous ratings in week 1.
And I want to thank you if you watched. Please tune in again next
week.
Make
sure you tell all of your friends to watch moving forward. But 38-14. Quick little prediction.
34-13 Patriots. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Be sure to tune back in next Friday. I'm sure there'll be more moves to talk about. Bill Belichick even teased us this week and said, I'm sure there's moves to come. I don't know them, is what he said. Well, we can't know them until you know them, Bill. And when we know them, we'll pass them on to you guys, the fans. For another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, this is Andy Hart saying, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.